This doctor is Susan dictating on Melanie Atkins. That's Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Melanie Atkins, A-T-K-I-N-S. Date of birth is 6/13/74. Date of visit is 11/21/24. Please make a copy for Dr. George Erringer. George Erringer, E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R. Next, George Erringer, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear George, thank you for sending Melanie Atkins for prompt evaluation. Next paragraph. History and illness. This is a 50-year-old overweight female with a history of diabetes. Has had multiple spinal surgeries on her lumbar and thoracic spine. Has been experiencing pains in her back and lower chest, and also having shortness of breath and trouble taking deep breath. Has recently been sent for a MRI and a CT of the spine, at which time she was found to have a nodular infiltrates in the lower lung fields and peripheral lung. Period. The patient has lower back pain, and she has been gaining weight. The the patient also has shortness of breath with exertion. But has been maintaining her O2 sats over 97 on room air. She has no significant cough. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history of spinal fusion in October of 23. And had a osteotomy and pedicle subduction, S-U-B-D-U-C-T-I-O-N, from T2 to the pelvis. She also has had an appendectomy in the past, tonsillectomy in 1984. She has a history for diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph. allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked. One pack per day for 30 years and has quit in August of 23. No alcohol use. She is presently retired and worked as a police officer. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother had diabetes and died of suicide. Father's alive. And has diabetes. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue, no fever, no weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, but has hoarseness and has wheezing and cough and shortness of breath. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, no hay fever. She has heartburn, no abdominal pains, no black stools. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness and back pain. Also has leg swelling, denies any calf muscle pains or arm pains. She has no depression or anxiety. She has headaches and numbness of the extremities. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Oxycontin 20 milligrams TID. The allotted 4 milligrams Q6 or PRN. Medroxyprogesterone 2.5 milligrams daily. Metformin 500 milligrams BID. Relistor 0.8 ml injection every 2 weeks. Next paragraph. System review of the patient. I'm sorry. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This is a obese, middle-aged, white female with alert, no acute distress. No pallor, ictus, cyanosis, lymphadenopathy, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138/80. Pulse 104, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 235, saturation 98. HEND announced phallic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest decreased excursions with occasional crackles scattered in the right chest. Scattered visas bilaterally. Heart, the absence of regular smoothness to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea. Etiology undetermined. Number 2 is a history of diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 3 is possible interstitial lung disease and bronchiectasis. Number 4, possible obstructive sleep apnea. And number 5 is chronic back pain with lumbar disc disease. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to go for a CT of the chest and a complete pulmonary function study. So also get a CBC and an IgE level and a SED rate and ANA. The patient was advised to get a polysomnographic study and advised to use the albuterol inhaler to TID PRN And the follow-up is in approximately 5 weeks. I think it was consultation. Copy for George Erringer, M.D. Erringer, E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R, M.D. Copy for him, please. Let's start. This is